This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach.
Back with another hour of What's on Your Mind.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. Your calls, your questions, your comments, and tell us what's on your mind today. I haven't had a chance to get to many texts. How about I start there at this hour? As we open up the phones, too, and welcome more of your calls at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, or you can text us at 701-237-1590. All right. Texter says, I wish you so-called scientists would listen to yourselves. You're going to capture carbon dioxide because it's bad for humans, but only if plants and algae didn't have the capability to deal with it, the increased amount. They do. As the population has increased, we need this carbon for food, building materials, food for our animals, fuel, etc. Please do not put two parts of our oxygen in the ground to get rid of carbon dioxide. Let it be converted back naturally. We need that oxygen. Burning is a reaction. It is important that people know that oxygen is not disappearing but fusing with carbon. Putting it in the ground removes it from the cycle of life. I know people are trying to help, but it sounds to me like they want to put our oxygen in the ground. Chemistry, please, before you kill us all.
There you go.
All right. Texter says she could care less about clean coal. We're speaking, of course, about Jennifer Granholm, the Secretary of Energy. We're having a conversation with Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council last hour about her visit. That statement was astounding, really. As if we don't have the moral authority to speak over China because somehow, you know, we don't do enough.
That's how it works now, Scott. We're not nearly good enough to be able to criticize anybody who's not.
I love Jason Bohr's answer. I'd love, you know, exactly. He said, give me five more minutes to explore this.
Yes, please.
The differences between China and the U.S. Just give me 5 minutes to go down that list. I hope more comes to that comment because you are right. It's how it works.
And what country, if not China, can we be critical of? Maybe India or can we go on the
list? We don't have the moral authority, Kevin.
Okay.
We don't have the moral authority.
How dare you, you elitist.
I know.
Texter goes on to say she could care less about clean coal. Her statement about the U.S. leading by example says it all. China will flip the middle finger and let the U.S. ruin our economy while they continue to build more coal-fired power plants. And these people don't care. Texter says, a month or two ago, the WEF ran a simulation of supply chain interruption. Event 201 did the same in advance of the slamdemic. They also ran a massive internet shutdown simulation a few months ago. They haven't missed yet, just saying. WEF. What is that, World Economic Forum, maybe?
Maybe.
Sounds don't right. Know. Check out Event 201. See what you find out, Kev. Event 201.
Okay.
Texter says, trains haul oil, not cargo. It pays better. Open the pipelines and cargo instead of oil. Open the pipelines and haul cargo instead of oil. Well, we know there's a certain administration that has fought those pipelines. The Obama administration and now the Biden administration. But I agree with that caller. I'm referring to a caller last hour who said there's a lot of containers that are on trains. But the texter is also right. There's things that compete for that space with trains. Another texter says, make no mistake about it, they are at war with the thought of a free America. Everything they do is to subjugate our freedoms. Texter says, on that $1 billion you were asking for suggestions about how North Dakota should spend it, I would suggest using the first chunk to do a full forensic audit of all North Dakota voting machines. If it is found they were manipulated, then switch us to paper ballots. I think it would benefit all of North Dakota to know their elections are safe and secure, says a listener in Wolford, North Dakota. Somebody else has a use for those dollars. Spend some money on Highway 49. Put a shoulder on it. There you go. Hey, Todd, just a heads up. First,
yes.
Rest in peace to General Colin Powell, one of the best. Second, he was fully vaccinated.
Ah.
They have managed to mention that. He was fully vaccinated.
Battling blood cancer.
There's that, too. Yeah.
You asked about Event 201.
Yes, what did you find out?
The Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, hosted an Event 201, a high-level pandemic exercise in October of 2019 in New York. The exercise illustrated areas where public and private partnerships will be necessary during the response to a severe pandemic in order to diminish large-scale economic and societal consequences.
When did they do this?
In October 18th of 2019. 2 years ago this day.
Yeah. When it was brewing in China.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Henry here. So, here's my question. Everything going on is just a crisis after crisis after crisis. We're not talking about the election that was stolen. You had a guest host that doesn't believe it was stolen. It was an interesting conversation listening to him talk. And, again, they all want this proof. So I watched both of Mike Lindell's videos, and one of the things in there that I thought was ingenious how they explained it is that they had to raise the registered voters so that then they could raise the votes that they were going to steal so it looked like they had a proper pool. Is there some of these things that we can validate? I mean, Mike Lindell has spent millions of dollars and damn near probably destroyed his company, for all I know, trying to do what's right for America. And, you know, I think there's just a lot of us out here that, in our heart of hearts, know that election was stolen. But is there something that we can just, you know, find out? Like I said, if they raise the registered voters now, is that something that's in the county records or that the registered voters at 100% like they said, or was it, how does that work? You know, some of that stuff might be dealt with, I totally understand.
What you're talking about there is this mathematician, this wicked smart mathematician, went and did an analysis of how many registrations were added to the voter rolls that were bogus. And many states allow pretty much anybody to register voters, right? And then they can send them the things to say they're registered. And what it did was effectively raise the amount of eligible voters in a particular state to a number so that when vote totals are there, it doesn't look like, well, wait a minute, there's more votes than there are registered voters. So you got to do that as part of the scam, if you will. And I agree. I think that very basic, you know, knowledge of how that was done and where it was done is worthy of investigation as well. So I saw that too, and I agree with you. I think the big question on the elections myself is that there is so much unanswered, some of it from legal theft, which was the whole shred your own constitution because of COVID and just hand these things out like candy. In Arizona, you know, just the amount of people who didn't sign a ballot envelope throws the numbers into question. You need a forensic audit to go back brick by brick. And of course, it's being fought tooth and nail by deniers. North Dakota. Somebody mentioned. Go ahead.
Well, my thing is that, okay, great, me and you in agreement, me and you and 81 million other people that voted for Trump are in agreement. But can't we, because every time you get somebody on your show or any place you hear, show me the name of the three dead people that voted. They want to know their names. Can't we get to that point where, you know, they can't just dismiss this stuff? I mean, that's where we, you know what I'm saying? We're right here. We all think it happened. We all know it happened. But they won't believe it until you show them the names of the three dead people in North Dakota that voted.
Well, those people,
yeah,
I was going to say that crowd. You answer that, then they'll go to the next thing. I think North Dakota has a effort underway to set aside the election results and just go look at the actual machines and say, well, you know, what are the passwords? What are the access points? Who can look at them? Who can change those things? And it's not a fast process. It's going to take way too long, in my mind. Because they're doing this across the whole IT system in North Dakota, but at least as a start where you can find out, are these things capable of doing what critics say they can't? Just stay on it, Henry. Keep fighting. Appreciate the call.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck. Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Unleaded 88 retailers across the state are participating in the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA locations in Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, West Fargo, and Williston, and Tesoro and Widmere. 3 cents per gallon of unleaded 88 sold in October will go to North Dakota Women's Way. Choose the unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's on your mind is brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA all month long. We're in the back half of October now, so if you want to load up on any of these great deals, remember that Nestle 28 packs of water are only $2.99. $2.99 for 28 bottles of water. How about that? Little air fresheners, 89 cents. Icebreakers and Kit Kats are 99 cents. The Mike and Ike Megamix is 89 cents. And any size fountain pop all month long, 49 cents. So pair that up with a couple of fresh baked muffins today for 99 cents. You got yourself a meal right there. And the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, great deal. scalloped potatoes, cream chip beef, Swedish meatballs, Salisbury steak, tater tot hot dish, beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. Some of the lunch specials you find today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 deal too at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Let's see here. Texter says, straight from someone who works at Sanford, they're turning away people who need care because they haven't got the staff. Why? Well, as we talked about a little bit last week, this is not a new problem. The critical shortage of nurses has been on the radar for almost a decade, maybe a little more even. And so you have total licensed beds and then staff beds. The total amount of licensed beds right now, if they were in the system and were staffed, we wouldn't be anywhere talking about a shortage of beds because of the COVID crisis. And first of all, you got to be careful on how you assign the blame for a shortage of staffed hospital beds on COVID, because the number of COVID patients in comparison to the patients for everything else is a minority, something that doesn't really get reported very often. Now, it's true anybody in the hospital that is battling COVID is taking a hospital bed away from somebody that needed it for something else. But you could make that case about people not wearing a seatbelt. You could make that case about people that are there for heart disease. You know, you should not have eaten that steak. You know, you could go down that list and play that game all day long. But to answer your question, why don't they have staff? There's a shortage of staff that predates COVID, and it largely is a pain point on nurses. Some have also made the case, why in the world would you put an additional restriction on employees at a time when there is a workforce crisis?
Because we're scared.
Is that
we're
why?
Concerned and fearful.
Do you see Seattle, of all places? They're having a battle over the vax mandate for police officers
Seattle. Yeah.
The cops are going, no. You're not doing this. And trust me on this one thing, they need police in Seattle.
Really?
Yeah. They kind of do.
They're doing the same thing in Chicago.
Yeah.
And Mayor Lightfoot is
like, I don't need police there.
She is not backing down. I mean, we're talking the purge is coming to Chicago.
They have gun control there. They don't need police.
Everything will be fine.
Everything will be fine.
Yeah. Texas says, disgraced former Fargo police chief who was sued by a former officer for sexual harassment, Chris Magnus, will now have the Biden regime CBP.
Are you kidding me?
So the border will be under Chris Magnus' control, if confirmed. That was announced some time ago. I think maybe his confirmation is coming up now. I'm trying to remember, though. I think that he left Oakland just kind of...
Richmond, actually. He was...
Was it Richmond?
Yeah, Richmond, right. The suburb of Oakland, but yeah.
But he left there basically because of some Black Lives Matter witch hunt against him, of claiming he's racist, which I think was bogus. But he finally just said, enough already, I'm out of here.
I don't mind Chris Magnus. I've met him a few times. What qualifies him to be the head of CBP, for crying out loud?
Well, if you're the Biden administration, see, you say, okay, how many people of the LGBTQ community do we have in our administration?
Optics, right.
And so they play identity politics, so he'd be perfectly equipped to be the Border Patrol guy.
Answered.
Now, I will say this about Chris Magnus. He was a good law and order guy, right? I mean, he never went soft on crime his entire time in Fargo, and actually was one of the first some years ago to sound the alarm on the drug problem and how that was going to lead to more crime, and it has. But I would like him to go down to the border and say, here's the deal. Drugs are flooding across the border, and we need to put a hard stop on this border ASAP. But he's in the Biden administration, so he can't do that. So I don't know what will happen there. But I don't know if disgraced former PD is the correct term. That's all I'm saying. Texter says landowners in the Wilton North Dakota vicinity should be watching for a dark blue Ram pickup with Wisconsin license plates. The vehicle and owner have been caught by game cameras on posted land. All right. Little neighborhood watch going on. We're happy to help here. 701-237-1590. That's the number you text us at with your questions or comments. 701-237-1590. And also, you can call us at 701-228-0550. 701-258-0550, I should say. Toll-free number is 800-228-0550. Did I say it slow enough?
You're good. Yep.
Am I?
Yep.
I'll get a nasty gram.
Nice pacing.
I'll get a nasty gram if I didn't say it slow enough. Call 701. You can remember that, right? 258-0550. Okay. Texture says, thank you for reading about the Event 201. That needs to be out in the public eye. Like so many things. Fake news is as much what they choose not to report as what they do.
Truly.
How many reports about Colin Powell today dying with COVID will include the fact that he had a blood cancer that suppressed his immune system? Right? And if we actually examined case by case, every COVID case that's listed as a death by COVID, and said, was there an underlying health condition here? Which I would also argue the vaccination rates, if you look at by age, the numbers of the people most vulnerable to COVID have high vaccination rates. These are people that have said, look, I'm in a health vulnerable position. I'm either by age or by medical condition. I'm going to get, they're hearing it and,
right,
and they're getting it.
And have been for well over a year.
Yeah, exactly right. Texture says, let's buy North Dakota products for Christmas gifts, not imported junk.
Way ahead of you.
Are you?
Yep.
How about that? Texture says, please, Republicans, don't trust elections. Don't vote. That's a dangerous suggestion. Dangerous suggestion.
Yeah, that's the wrong way. We definitely lose then.
That sounds like a Democrat texting in there. Hey, Republicans, don't vote. Stay home. And then,
yeah, right.
Right. Well, I disagree with President Trump on that. He said something similar over the weekend. I think we need to get the election system to a point we can trust it. But to say we're not going to vote is...
it's dangerous.
Going to get us much more heat. Texter said, did you seriously just link heart disease to eating a steak? You fight an uphill battle every day on the benefits of eating beef. Of all the causes of heart disease, and you choose steak. Shameful, Scott. Okay, I'm guilty as charged. But how many times you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you got to eat better.
It may have been the bourbon Scott had with the steak that was really the problem. But.
Yeah, eat steak. Eat steak. My grandparents lived in their 90s eating steak, beef, potatoes, the world.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include exceptional cropland in Eddy and Foster counties near New Rockford in Carrington, North Dakota, and notable hunting and cropland in Logan County, North Dakota. You can view all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com or call a Piper's land auctioneer or equipment auctioneer today at 877-700-4099.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America has lost one of her faithful leaders. Chris Barnes has more.
Having held numerous positions in the military and the nation's executive branch, called a statesman by many, Colin Powell died from complications from COVID-19. He was 84. Powell was a four-star general in the U.S. Army and the first African-American U.S. Secretary of State, serving under President George W. Bush from 2001 to 2005. Powell was also the first African-American to serve on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of Haiti's most powerful gangs is believed to be behind the kidnapping of 17 American and Canadian missionaries. Authorities believe the 400 Maozo gang abducted the group, which included 16 Americans and one Canadian, after the missionaries visited an orphanage on Saturday. Kidnapping for ransom money is the gang's trademark. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
So our microphones were in a supermarket and caught President Trump actually commenting about the supply chain woes. Do you have that, Kev?
Well, here we are in the supermarket. We're standing here with the bare shelves. Look at it. There's absolutely nothing here. The shelves are bare. It's empty. It's empty like Sleepy Joe's brain when you think about it. There's absolutely nothing on the shelf. Look at it. Bare shelves all over the place. They say we're building back better, and yet we have nothing in the supermarkets. We're standing with the bare shelves. Bare shelves, Biden, okay? Empty shelves, Joe. It's a disgrace, believe me.
There you go. The
full-level
Trump impersonator.
I'd say, wow.
Great. Captain Deplorable on TikTok.
Is that right?
Yeah, Captain Deplorable.
Are you a TikTok kind of guy, Kevin?
I'm not. I actually saw this on the fake book.
On the fake
feed. Yeah, yeah. There it is. There shells Biden. There he is.
That's awesome.
I got to have that one more time. He's that good. Listen to this guy. He's got it down good.
He's a young guy with a beard, actually.
Well, here we are in the supermarket. We're standing here with the bare shelves. Look at it. There's absolutely nothing here. The shelves are bare.
Young guy with a beard. Good. Is that Trump with a beard trying to disguise himself?
Yeah, I love it.
Outstanding.
Are we on the feed? I'll show you. Here's a picture of the guy. You'll see what he looks like here. Where is he? There he is, right there. There's the guy. We'll play here.
It's empty. It's empty like Sleepy Joe's brain when you think about it. There's absolutely nothing on the shelf. Look at it.
There you go.
You're right. He doesn't look a whole lot like him. That's pretty scary that he sounds so much like him.
Know.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, what's on your mind? Our business spotlight today is the general manager of Williston Auto. We're talking a little about the car business these days in the middle of pandemic.
Right?
Drew Balog is here. Drew, how you doing?
Scott, I'm doing fine. Hey, I'd like to hire that guy and have him stand on a couple dealerships property in the area and talk how empty they are. You know, We've tried to keep the shelves full here with our buying process. We last quarter bought over 65 vehicles off the general public, and I think that's probably a record in the area.
So is that how you've adjusted? You're out there buying vehicles from folks and keeping the lots full of choices for your customers?
Yes, that's what we're doing. And actually, we've even gone over to Minot, which is about a good hour and a half away. We started doing a little fishing out of that area. Next, we'll be in Watford City. We tried to get ahead of this, you know, with this chip shortage, new vehicles coming in. It's been scarce. We've actually had people follow the transport trucks in and ask if that Yukon is already sold or if the Tahoe already sold. So we're we're doing everything we can until they get this shortage figured out.
What kind of forecast are you getting on the chip shortage? When does this all sort itself out?
Well, some are predicting the first quarter of 22. Some are even predicting as far out as 23. You know, car dealers go by what's called a day supply, and there are certain models and makes that are under 10 days. And normally, we don't get nervous until a vehicle's been around about 90 days.
Very interesting. So it's been a big change for the industry, hasn't it? And it seems to me you're retraining the customer a little bit, where the customer realizes, you know, that instant gratification of finding one I like and buying it is
right.
Not the way it works anymore. You got to say, hey, plan ahead and decide what I want, and not going to get it immediately. So the consumer's riding along with you on this, I guess, right?
Well, you know, back in the day, you'd tell the consumer, we understand you want to go home and think about it. Would you like to leave a deposit? And a lot of the consumers would state, well, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But we had some folks the other day, they were just going to go home and think about it over lunch. And when they got back, unfortunately, that vehicle was gone. So if you find something and it's priced around MSRP, not these 5 and 10 grand markup dealers, you might want to move quick.
So that's a little trick you're telling us about there for the savvy buyers out there, that there's a fair amount of, COVID factor being added to the cost of these vehicles?
That's correct. A lot of them are marking over the MSRP with current market value. We don't do that here. The other advantage that you do have right now, even if you're paying MSRP for the vehicle, manufacturer's suggested retail price, is the interest rates are really low right now. So maybe that makes up for a little bit of it, Scott.
Tell us a little bit about Williston Auto and your time there in that region and in the car biz.
Well, I came out here 4 years ago, and we have seen a big increase. A lot of folks would drive from Williston to Minot and to Billings and some of the other areas to purchase their new GM product. It was almost a 47% loss. That's now down to 7%. So I'd like to think that we've done something right.
And what brought you out there?
Well, my oldest daughter graduated from Gonzaga, and her sweetheart, who they're now married, worked for one of the oil companies. And then her sister graduated from Wazoo and came out here. And my wife said, my daughters are out there. Do you think you could find a job? I said, I don't know. I'll try. So
and what's it been like? Where'd you move from?
The Pacific Northwest. We lived on Fox Island, which is just right out of sight of Tacoma, Washington. And you know what, though? I will tell you this. There's a lot of good people in this area. Whenever we have a charity event, it is just overwhelming, the support you receive from the folks here in North Dakota and Montana.
It's a great story. You came from the Pacific Northwest 4 years ago, and you're not looking back, it sounds like, Drew.
No, it looks like we're going to be staying for a while.
And, you know, Williston itself, obviously, when you look at the, going back to the beginning of the Bakken boom till now, has been an epicenter of growth. It's been unbelievable. But even in the time you've been there 4 years, this continues to grow and build. I think of that new airport. I think of all the developments that are going on, the things that are happening. Just last week announced a $2.8 billion petrochem facility out of Trenton, North Dakota, not far from you. I mean, the growth's been pretty astounding. What have you seen?
Yes, we're excited about that. You know, when I first got out here 4 years ago, oil was WTI, West Texas Intermediate, was about $62 a barrel. I believe this morning when I left for work, it was around 83 a barrel. I was not here when it went well over 100. I heard it was just crazy. But I think we're a little bit better prepared in the area for that price increase.
And what's the big seller for Williston Auto?
Oh, my gosh. We are pickup truck, probably 64% last time I checked. And then next would, of course, be the SUVs, the GMC Yukon and Chevy Tahoe Suburban.
There was a time, I don't remember when this was, but it was during the Bakken boom, that of all the Corvette dealers in the United States, Whittleston was number one.
Yes, we're still pleased to announce that we are number one, and I've got to tip my hat to Pat Murphy. He just does a tremendous job with those. Matter of fact, he does too good of a job because we don't have one here on the lot long enough to be able to put it in the showroom. But that new Corvette, I don't know if you've had a chance to drive it. You get down this way, I'm going to see if I can find one of our customers that will at least let you do that. It is amazing, that mid-engine.
Well, they're sharp, too, I got to tell you, addition to flying. But back to the pickups, you mentioned 64%. How does that compare with, say, a dealer in the Twin Cities or middle of Minnesota somewhere? I mean, what obviously between ag and energy, you need a pickup, right? And all of the associated economy that happens around that, from building and everything else, it means there's a lot of pickups up here. But how does that compare to your competitors in other states?
Well, I will tell you this: most of the oil folks tell me that they look at a pickup truck as we look at a tool, a hammer or a wrench or something. So they are there to make money. And so those pickup trucks, they've got to be dependable and they've got to do their job. And when something goes wrong, we've got our service department here ready to go. We've had Joe Green. I think he's been here 25 years. A lot of our certified techs are 15, 20, 25, and 30 years. So that pickup truck is money.
It makes sense. It's just a tool. Just a tool that helps you get your job done and explains why you sell so many of them. All right, a couple minutes left. Give us a little commercial for Williston Auto here. Tell us, the kind of folks you're helping right now and at a time when, hey, I want this, I want that, I want that option, I want that option, I want this color, how you help folks get the vehicle they want.
Well, for example, right now, General Motors is adding an additional $1,000 for the consumer on the Equinox if you order it. We will take orders, but for your listening audience out there, make sure if you're ordering from a dealer, no matter who they're with, Ford, Chrysler, whoever it may be, make sure they have the allocation to fulfill your order. The other thing that we're doing right now is, of course, buying the vehicles. We're going to continue that. So we want your vehicle, even if it's not paid off or you're in a lease, cars, trucks, SUVs. I think the other day somebody brought us a snowmobile. So listen, everything has a value. So give us a shot and, we'll make you an offer, whether you're buying from us or from somebody else.
Well, that's an offer many probably can't refuse. Now's the time, boy. If you have an extra vehicle that you're not really using sitting around, it's going to bring top dollar unlike any other time, right?
Absolutely. I can probably pull you up through our web. Three people that made a statement that they actually got more than the MSRP originally when they bought their vehicle a couple years ago. So this chip shortage, as long as it's going on, that vehicle you're driving right now is worth a lot more money.
All right. If I want top dollar for my vehicle, what do I do?
You can, of course, stop by the dealership. We're located on the Million Dollar Way here in Williston. We're also putting together our website so it makes it easier for folks, WillistonAuto.com, and we'll come pick it up. We can make you an offer. We need pictures and, of course, the VIN number and a few other items, but we'll make it as easy as we possibly can.
Great catching up with you, Drew Balog from the Williston Auto dealership, Williston, North Dakota. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate the update.
Thank you, Scott.
Love hearing about how folks are doing out there in the middle of this crazy economy. North Dakota bucking a lot of trends. Love it. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, two for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. By the way, we're teaming up again for the Veterans Appreciation Meal. Details and tickets and all that coming really soon. Fall here, get ready for winter. Schwann Buick GMC has a great selection of local trades, especially trucks and SUVs, and most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Save thousands in interest rates too. Some of the lowest finance rates available. Payments to fit every budget. They will give you the most money for your trade-in. Find out more. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
A listener made note of a post that Senator Kevin Cramer put up a couple hours ago about that comment we played for you earlier from Secretary Jennifer Granholm's visit to North Dakota last week, likening America's climate standards to China, saying we lack the moral authority to call them out for polluting unless we pass President Biden's radical liberal climate agenda. Senator Cramer said China's 27% of global emissions, the U.S. is only 11%. Their emissions have tripled over the last 30 years and are on the rise, while ours are going down. Since 2005, the U.S. has led the world in reducing emissions, achieving more cuts than the 12 reducing emission countries combined. Don't hear that very often, do you?
No.
Despite what liberals like Secretary Granholm want you to believe, he says, our innovators have made significant strides in reducing our carbon footprint. The Chinese Communist Party has not, and it's shown no real interest in doing so. So much for moral authority. And I also thought Jason Bohr was right to point out all the examples of where moral authority and China don't belong in the same universe, let alone the same sentence.
Truly.
Very good points. Glad Senator Kramer called that out. We'll see if she backtracks on that one. All right. We have a workforce solution for you today. This is for folks that are hard workers out there. And it could be folks that are truckers. It could be folks that are, got to drive to go to work, be a warehouseman, mover, packer, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. Scott Ehrman is here to tell us more about Action Movers, a great place to work, family-owned, veteran-owned, and North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. You're hiring, right, Scott?
We are. We're, our summer really hasn't ended. We consider our summer months our peak season, and our business is booming. So we could use help in all our locations. As you had mentioned, we're in Minot, Fargo, Bismarck, hiring for pretty much every position there is. We have part-time positions. We have full-time positions. If you're a college student looking for a few additional hours a week, we have that. If you're somebody who's looking for a full-time Monday through Friday schedule with overtime, we have that as well.
And folks that have a Class A CDL should listen up here because a lot of great opportunities. Talk to us a little bit, Scott, about what you have in the way of opportunities for folks that have a CDL.
Yeah, unbelievable opportunity. There's never been a better time to make money in this industry. And so we're hiring for both local Class A CDL as well as over the road. We're affiliated with United Van Lines. So we're picking up shipments all over the country. Gives you the ability to go and see the beautiful country and take care of our wonderful customers.
And even a plan to get somebody that has a Class A CDL into being an owner-operator. You've done that for folks in the past, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we have both employees where they're driving our tractor, and then we also have the ability to get you into your own tractor and essentially start your own business. And so we have financing available for that and a lot of different options. So just come talk to us, and we'll explore those options with you.
It's a great time to be in North Dakota, land of great opportunity, and anybody that has a good character, good work ethic, roll up the sleeves, go to work. Man, do you have choices right now. Incredible. And you can be a little choosy, and you can say, you know what, I like the idea. These guys are veteran-owned. And I love the fact that they've been around as long as they have, since 1932, family-owned company. I think I'll go to work for them. I think I'll bring my talents there, so it's great. If anybody's heard any of this and said, this sounds like it's for me, what should they do, Scott?
Give us a call at 701-566-5532. Let them know that you're interested in employment, and we'll get you in touch with the right person to speak to based on where you're living at.
566-5532, or stop and see them in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot. Better put a plug in for the best deal around, $99 per hour for two men in a truck when they mention Scott. What a deal.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's right now our lowest advertised price in more than 20 years, and so that's actually going to be ending October 31st, and so the good news is you don't have to be moving before October 31st. You can just get your move put on our schedule. You'll lock in that local move rate for $99 for two men in a truck per hour, and all you got to do, like I said, is get yourself put on our schedule. You don't pay until your move's completed, so there's no money down or up front.
Last chance. Take care of that hot deal. Call them at 566-5532. Just mention Scott. Take advantage of the offer. Scott Ehrman from Action Movers. Two A's in action. Remember that. Thank you, Scott. Good chatting with you.
Thank you.
A lot of good opportunities there, folks, for you to take advantage of. What's not to love? All right. Last chance here to get a comment or two in here. Texter says, how much have vehicles been marked up since the shortage? That obviously a question for our car dealer friend from Willis Nano. We're doing a little pandemic business spotlight today. And I think I heard him say you should check what the MSRP price is. And when you're looking for a vehicle, get a price that's close to the MSRP, because he said other dealers are marking up the unit with a sort of a COVID factor right now. So I think his answer was nothing marked up over the MSRP. There you go. Another says, until COVID hit, the hospitals were happy to run lean on nursing and CNAs. Not so much anymore. There you go. Out of time, folks, but we'll do it again tomorrow. God bless, and thanks for listening to What's on
Your Mind. Hey, are you waiting just like me for the big news about President Trump's big announcement? Well, Newsmax has been one step ahead of the big media on Trump's next big move. That's why I go to Newsmax.com for breaking news. I also watch Newsmax TV at home or on the free Newsmax app on my phone. It's great. And I even get Newsmax magazine. That's right, Newsmax has a monthly magazine with writers like Bill O'Reilly, Ben Stein, Dr. Laura, and the real news you can't find anywhere else. The media won't tell you about Biden's radical agenda. Newsmax will. Newsmax magazine has over 700,000 monthly readers. And now it has a great offer for you. Sign up today and Newsmax will give you a free emergency radio worth $30. Federal agencies say every family should have an emergency radio. These days, you really need an emergency radio. So get it free with Newsmax magazine. Just call 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. And get the emergency radio free today. And watch Newsmax TV.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.